possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I find this to be so interesting. We'll get to your Dylan Gabriel calls and what you expect out of these starters in just a second. Again, if you're hanging, hang tight. 216-474-0092. Jake, though, tell me about what's happening. Our phone lines all day long, and we've had a lot of people that have lit up the phone lines and gotten in, especially earlier in the show when we were discussing whether or not this is the game that if Shador balls out will in fact have the Browns trading Shador. I said it would basically melt the city down. Odyssey Rewind, check it out. It's all there. But Jake, somebody's lighting up our phones three at a time, and then you're answering, and then you're constantly hanging up on them. What is going on?
Yeah, I feel like I had to come in there during the break and kind of disclose that, guys, I promise I'm doing my job. I'm screening the calls, but we have this one guy. It comes up every single time. I know who it is because of his caller ID. And it's this guy who's like the biggest Kenny Pickett fan in the world. For whatever reason, he thinks there's a conspiracy theory against him here in Cleveland that we're colluding and all this stuff is going on. Sense. He thinks he would lead us to the Super Bowl. And if we're not going to use him, we should cut or trade
sure,
him.
We're sure it's a man and not Kenny Pickett's aunt, right? We're sure it's a man. It's a guy's voice.
It is a guy's voice.
Okay, so she's
got area code Pittsburgh.
I can't confirm nor deny that he might be a family member of Kenny Pickett, though, because
does the last name say Pickett on the call screener?
No, it says Redlands, California on it.
Redlands, California?
Kenny Pickett's from Philly, so I don't know.
So, Mac, you've heard this guy, too.
Yeah, I've also screened his calls before.
Does he call every show?
Yes.
Every show, several times.
I was filling in on Baskin and Phelps a few weeks ago, and he called in asking...
He's been doing this for weeks?
Yes. He literally asked me, what's the latest on Kenny Pickett's injury? I'm like, I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
He wants like a Kenny Pickett tracker?
Yeah. And he thought that just because we're the flagship home of the Browns, that everybody at the station then knows every single injury that's going on with the team.
To his credit, we would have like a Shador tracker. I mean, we would know. We would know basically everything with Shador.
I just can't wrap my head around like this Kenny Pickett conspiracy theory. Like, Has he not listened? Like, We talk constantly about how the Browns love Kenny Pickett and that they're actually really disappointed that he's not more involved in this competition because of the injury that happened. Because, like,
is this the guy right here?
They wanted him to win the job.
No,
like, they wanted him to win the job. I don't understand where this conspiracy. Does he think like the Browns like Nancy Kerrigan his leg and they're like, oh no, he's hurt, but he's not really hurt, and that's why. Like, I don't understand why he thinks there's some conspiracy against Kenny Pickett. They wanted him to be the starter.
The thing is, too, I've tried. I've given him a chance. Like, I've heard his whole Kenny Pickett spiel, and then I'll go to say, okay, what's your name and where are you calling from, so I can fill that information out on the screener. And he just goes, what does that matter for? And I got so just enraged that I just hung up the phone immediately, and I refused to answer his call since.
Doesn't he know that if he wants other people to join his Kenny Pickett cult, that he needs to put his take out on the air? Like, he can't just tell you're not talking Jake's ear off. Is it going to do anything for you? If you want other people to join this wave, you need to get your take on the air.
We put out the bat signal now. I want to hear from this guy. You guys are swerving away from the crazy. I want to swerve into the crazy. I want to hear someone really go to bat.
Because this is a 216 number.
I want to hear someone really go to bat for Kenny Pickett, because we have not heard that yet. Has there been anybody that's really gone to bat
other
for Kenny Pickett?
Andrew Filippone, is he still going to bat for him? I don't know.
I think that ship sailed a long time ago. That was Montana to Rice. That one left the station. So I'm dying to hear. All right. So the only part that bothers me about this is that if he was actually listening, he would hear us talking about it now and he would instantly call in knowing that this is his opportunity. And the fact that he hasn't called in tells me that he's not even listening. And you want to make
he
a
just calls every show.
He's just calling nonstop.
He called into the Stefanski show last night, even though they don't take calls.
He must call into the station at least 30 times a day.
Is he like California's Dick and Dayton? Like he's just making random calls around the country talking about Kenny Pickett?
One of the wildest things I've ever heard. I love the idea of there being somebody out there that has like a room of fat heads of Kenny Pickett, has like posters on his wall, a Pickett shrine. And it's just
he's
like
just watching his fake slide on repeat over and over again.
So true story. So growing up, I collected baseball cards. I liked them a lot, right? Yeah. But I've told you before, my mom is the biggest Cubs fan you'll ever meet. She doesn't miss games ever. My whole entire life, it's just kind of been that way. And so growing up, like we all had our favorite players and it was what it was. My mom became obsessed with this player named Brooks Kieschnick, okay? Yeah. Brooks Kieschnick eventually turned out to kind of do like a Rick Ankiel thing where he both hit and he pitched, which is now called the Shohei Ohtani. But at the time, it wasn't. So at the time, he was just a hitter. And he was like a major prospect in the Cubs organization. And I wish I was kidding. Like she had, at the time, must have been like 600 different Brooks Kieschnick cards. Like all different too, like insane numbers. She had like all this game used memorabilia, all this stuff, right? For this guy just to flame out and stink. Couldn't hit the high fastball.
I just pulled his stats up.
Oh yeah, couldn't hit the high fastball. Once he got up to the bigs, they just kind of connected the dots. You threw him anything high that was heat, he just couldn't catch up to it and just didn't know how to do anything to do with it, right?
He had 16 career homers.
Just an awful, awful player.
248 batting average, 46 RBI.
But my mom was like that was her guy in many respects. And she had so many. And I'm thinking about this guy with Kenny Pickett. Like, what happens when you bet on somebody so hard and you go so crazy for them and they just stink? This is the ramifications of that. You end up calling into 92.3 The Fan saying that there's a conspiracy theory against your guy and it's all going to be all right. There's going to be some Shador fans a couple years from now. They're going to call into different stations. If the Browns don't treat him right and they don't give him opportunities, that'll be me. I'll be calling into other radio stations and I'll be like, what's going on here?
I think there's still people who would...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Who have conspiracy theories on like why XYZ list of quarterbacks on that jersey in the window haven't panned out in Cleveland. Like, well, if the Browns had just done this, Johnny Manziel, what if it, even though we know Johnny Manziel just didn't take the job seriously.
You do
whatsoever.
All let it go at some point though, right? Everyone at some point does kind of let it go and you just kind of have to realize, all right, it was a bad bet on
not
a player.
This guy. Not this guy.
Well, not yet. Not yet, apparently. 216-474-0092. Mike and Stowe, what's up, Mike?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Spencer, nice to hear you on a Friday instead of Saturday morning, huh?
Well, I'll be there tomorrow too. So yeah. You get a double dose of me, I guess, today and tomorrow. Yeah, but I appreciate it.
I will try to catch you in the morning. So, like, if you guys want me, it wasn't my intention. If you want me to roll for Kenny Pickett, I can always.
No, Mike, you don't have to.
Okay.
We did get a couple calls. It's funny that you said that. We did get a couple calls that are people like saying in the subject line, wants Pickett to play. And I'm like, you just wanted to get on air. Like, this was the easy way to get on air.
Everyone's just going to call and be like, I'm the guy. I'm the caller.
Well, because you're so far out of the lane that you actually, you know, you think it's, you know, you're not the 100th caller saying this. So do you want to get on that way? Is that the whole idea? Something that different, right?
I don't even know at this point, Mike. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
So, like, what I was going to say is this. I think that, you know, we've talked a lot about the quarterbacks and, you know, about you know, where position they should be in and what are the Browns doing. And it's hard to tell. And they can't seem to do a lot, you know, talk a lot about, you know, what matters behind the scenes, very important. I know it rattles a lot of people. It hasn't rattled me a bit. And I'll tell you why. I don't think it matters as much as, like, a lot of people want it to because I've said I'll stick to it. I don't think it matters how many games they win this year. I know, Jonathan, you think that Kevin can get fired if he repeats last year. I want to tell you, Hamburger, that he can win only 3 games and still keep his job this year because I really do think the way I listen to him, he sounds calmer and it just sounds a lot more. He doesn't sound like a guy who's up against it. He really doesn't. He sounds a lot more comfortable in his role for a team that just lost that many games. I really think it's a season of evaluation. I think that's why it's hard to put a finger on what their plan is, guys, and it does stink because in a traditional season, we'd be fighting it out and making sense of it and put the proper order, and it would matter. But in the end, we just want both these guys to be good when it comes down to it, the two kids, that is, and not Kenny Pickett. Sorry, Redlands, California. They won't do not the same. But, you know, we want them both to be good. You know, I hear a lot of, I wish this guy's better. I want them both to be good because then we have more assets. I want them to be excellent. You know what I mean? And because then next year we can do a lot more with our draft pick. But I do think that's still our goal is to we can't get over the hump even if one of these guys is probably the next guy. I still don't think we have enough in this division and in this conference.
Well, that's why I think Stefanski's more resigned, and I appreciate the call, Mike, as always. That's why, and I've commented on this before. I've interviewed him now back-to-back seasons in training camp. 2 years ago, I thought he was very it was different. I don't want to say stressed. That's not the word I'm going for, but it was different. And then this last year, when we just interviewed him in training camp a month ago, he was very relaxed. He did have a very it was a different demeanor. It's a very different demeanor to himself. And I don't want to say that it was the demeanor of someone that was resigned to just having a not great season, but you could tell he wasn't stressing out over things. 2 years ago, he was. I remember asking him off the air 2 years ago about like what he's watching, like TV wise, et cetera. And he made a joke about like, well, do you have any recommendations? And you could tell that he hadn't really given any thought to anything outside of Browns football in a while. And this year, like we joked about watching Happy Gilmore 2. And like, you know what I mean? Like, it was different, and I'm sure you sense that same stuff as well.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think both these guys are, like Mike said, if they only win 3 games, he could get fired. Theoretically, I think it's about like how he gets there. Like, if the team quits on him and they only win 3 games, then I think that's kind of a recipe.
You're swerving into Nick's competitive 3-win territory.
Well, it's not even that. It's
no
just,
such thing as a competitive 3-win team.
Like,
to me.
I think they're giving him the leash to get through this. I think. Jimmy Haslam's made that very clear.
Yeah, I think Haslam changes his mind a lot, though.
That's true.
Like, if you're banking on Haslam being this sane, reasonable one in this equation, I'm going to take the opposite. I am. I
think he's more reasonable now than he used to be.
I think it's impossible to win 6 games over 2 seasons combined and keep your job in the NFL these days. Even if you think this year was a mulligan and you're trying to make things right, I think it's impossible.
Would they scapegoat one over the other, like Barry versus Stefanski, though?
Well, yeah, that might be on the table. And we can talk about that coming up next. I also want to talk about Eric Dickerson as well. The NFL told teams not to draft Shedeur Sanders, according to him. Are you buying that? And does this bother you? 216-474-0092. Jonathan Pino and Spencer German with you guys right here on The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.